Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us today. President Trump in the air. They gassed up Air Force One on their way to Alamo, Texas. Not that Alamo, the other one. President Trump heading down there, checking out some border wall. And we expect for the president to make some sort of a statement. Before he got on board Air Force One, he was out there on the tarmac, and the reporters, it was like a pack of wild jackals. I mean, they were screaming and asking all. They didn't want the guy to answer the questions, but you know how the president does it. I want to play this clip for you. This is President Trump. Cut number four, please.
As far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence. And on the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
All right. There was the president just a few moments ago before heading out to Texas. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program wrote a terrific column in the American Spectator. Spectator.org, by the way, is the web address there. Our good friend Jeffrey Lord. Jeffrey, it's been a while. Good to have you back with us.
Hello there, my friend Todd. I hope you're surviving everything.
Yeah. You know, they haven't shut us down, so they're going to have a hard time doing that, Jeffrey.
Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you know, and before we get into your amazing column here, what they're doing to this president, I mean, you've got the banks, we're shutting down his bank accounts, they're shutting down his social media platforms. This really is a cleansing, a political cleansing of not just the president, but really the president's supporters as well.
Yeah, that's right. I have said that it's fascism, flat out. I mean, I don't know if you probably did see the Forbes magazine guy who said that companies that hire, he listed Katie McEnany and Sarah Huckabee and some others, that if any of these people were hired, Forbes magazine would throw its entire investigative weight on the company and scrutinize them and in essence try and shut them down. I mean, this is just beyond belief here.
When you look at, and you're right, I mean, the Forbes guy, you have the Project Lincoln folks that are putting together their database. There really is, and we had a caller in the last hour, and he brought up a really good point, and I hadn't thought about this, but if you remember back during the Obama years, I mean, they weaponized the Internal Revenue Service to go after the Tea Party and the Christian conservatives. Jeffrey, I have no doubt that they're going to try to do something like that again.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, alas, we're going to have a president who has no idea what's going on.
That's a fair point. Fair point. This column you wrote, here's the headline, folks. Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, profiles in courage, fearlessly defending the Constitution when it counts. Why did you write this column?
Yeah, I mean, I've just been enormously impressed. I know Senator Cruz. I don't know Senator Hawley. But they had the guts to stand there on the Senate floor and stand up for voter integrity, for the integrity of the American election system, and ultimately the Constitution. And for doing that, they've been pilloried by some of their own colleagues, by people in the House, by people in the media. I mean, it's just awful. And in my youth, Todd, you'll be amused at this. I was a huge JFK fan, John F. Kennedy. And I still have. My parents gave me the book Profiles in Courage for Christmas of 1963, which was, you know, about a month after he was assassinated. And I took it out the other day and went back and read it. And just remarkable tales of the pressure, you know, people like John Quincy Adams and others felt when they took a stand that wasn't popular. And there's one senator there, for Edmund Ross from Kansas, and I think it was a slavery-related thing, and he was opposed to slavery, and he said, I looked down into my open political grave. You know, it was pretty big stuff, and that's before there was social media out there. So I just thought that Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz had done a magnificent job. Nobody was saying it. Everybody was on the bandwagon to beat him up, and you know, they wanted him to resign, they wanted him to be censured, etc. And I thought, you know, I'm not just going to let him sit out there alone. I mean, they've done a magnificent job, and I'm going to say so. The thing that really got to me too, as an author, is that Simon and Schuster canceled the contract with Senator Hawley because and put out some ludicrous statement that about what he'd done. Well, what he did was stand on the floor of the Senate defend election integrity, and for that they accused him of contributing to what went on in the Capitol and all this. I mean, it's just utter nonsense. So that really got to me.
Well, you know, I share a publisher with Senator Hawley, and I called my editor. I've got a book coming out in a couple of months, and I said, hey, what's going on there? You know, but again, it's and I think we're going to be okay. But the idea that you can be shut down simply for having an opinion that differs, an ideology that differs from what the Democrats believe, it's mind-boggling. But this is the reality of where we are right now, Jeffrey.
Yes, and it is very disturbing. I mean, whether it's book publishing, whether it's flying on a plane, I mean, all these different things, and now you have AT&T saying it's not going to give any campaign contributions to any member of Congress who voted not to certify the election. I mean, this is using their corporate weight here to shut down Americans whom they disagree with. That's dangerous stuff. That is very, very dangerous stuff. Can you imagine, Todd, and I know you can, if this were the reverse, and Donald Trump was using the government, and all sorts of people were shutting down CNN and all of this kind of. Oh, and that was another one that got to me. People on CNN were saying that television carriers should deplatform Fox, Newsmax, and One America News. I mean, that just took my breath away when I saw that.
And Jeffrey, and then you know, look at talk radio. You had a major player in talk radio send out an email telling their host they couldn't talk about these issues. I mean, that's like telling a music DJ on the radio, you can talk about everything except for the music.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, this is serious stuff, and I just think that those of us who believe passionately in free speech need to be, you know, standing up for others and standing up and taking these people on in print, on radio, on television, wherever we happen to be. We can't afford to be silent here. We can't afford to let this become the norm, as it were.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, our good friend Jeffrey Lord has an incredible and a powerful column you need to read in the American Spectator. Jeffrey, a lot of our folks, a lot of our listeners wondering, what do we do now? Where do we go and what do we do?
That's a good question. I've been asked that question, and I think, you know, the first thing we need to do is organize. I mean, one of the things that I certainly think we need to do is reform our election system. I mean, this is nuts. I mean, I live here in Pennsylvania. I came up through the Pennsylvania political system, and Todd, this minute, I mean, back in May of this year, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania brought an indictment against a Democratic judge of elections in Philadelphia. And why? Because he had stood next to voting machines in three different Democratic primaries, and when people weren't looking, ka-ching, 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 wow, ringing up the votes for candidates that, get this, he was paid to do this for, and by a Democratic consultant who, yes, was indeed a one-time Democratic congressman who'd been caught in the long-ago abscam sting. And that guy was also indicted in July. So this stuff goes on in Pennsylvania. Watching them count the votes, quote-unquote, in Philadelphia was driving me crazy because they kept the Republican observers, when they finally let them in, they had to stand 6 feet away behind bicycle racks. Well, Todd, as I've said to numerous people, unless you're Superman with telescopic vision, there's no way in the world you can judge the accuracy of a ballot and whether it's met all the specifications. And, you know, they do this quite brazenly and deliberately. So this kind of thing has got to be fixed. And we have, unfortunately, in Pennsylvania, a Democratic governor who has no interest in doing this. So the next step is win the governorship of Pennsylvania back, which I have a feeling may be doable because Governor Wolf is in Dutch with a lot of people here because of his conduct during the virus and shutting people down and people really pretty angry with him.
Mm. All right, Jeffrey, we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
Terrific stuff, as always, thejeffreylord.com. That's where folks can go to get all your stuff.
Yes, indeed it is.
All right, The Jeffrey Lord on our radio show, and you can check him out online as well, thejeffreylord.com. Jeffrey, thank you. By the way, I will say this. One other thing that you can do, and we're going to open up the phone lines here momentarily. One other thing you can do, and this is an important thing, is you need to pay very close attention to these corporations, these conglomerates that have declared war on the Constitution. And we've listed some of them, AT&T, you've had Marriott, Hallmark Cards came out yesterday and demanded that Josh Hawley return their campaign donations. You don't have to shop at Hallmark. You don't have to go sleep at a Marriott hotel. You don't have to spend your hard-earned money as a conservative patriot at an establishment that opposes, not only opposes your ideology, but takes your money and uses it to silence you. So here's what I recommend. You need to start being a smart consumer. And that means instead of going to the Starbucks where you're putting down $5 for the pumpkin spice latte, maybe you go to a coffee house. Grace, why do you look? You're furrowing your brow, Grace. I know you like Starbucks. But you got to be willing to, again, step back and just think smartly about this. Maybe there's a coffee shop that's owned by conservatives in your community. Maybe you need to start shopping locally. Maybe you, and you can't do it all the time. I mean, there may be some places where you just got to go. You got to go there. That's the only shop in town. But there might be others. And maybe it's worth, in your neighborhood, compiling a list, putting it together on your website, your social media pages, and let's start supporting conservative businesses. But beyond just conservative businesses, can we just support a company that wants to embrace the United States Constitution? And I got to tell you, there's a, and we got to take a break here. Out in Idaho, there's a terrific internet service provider in Spokane, and they got wind of what Facebook and Twitter were doing, about how they were censoring conservatives. They were shutting down conversation on social media. So you know what the internet provider did? They shut off Facebook and Twitter. And so now nobody can get Facebook or Twitter in the Spokane area. Now look, I am a staunch supporter of the First Amendment. I don't believe in censoring anybody. But you know what? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the same policies that protect Facebook and Twitter are the same policies that will protect that internet provider for shutting down Facebook and Twitter. You shut down us, we're going to shut down you. I think that's pretty reasonable. What say you? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Oh, boy. Wow, these Democrats, man, did they get triggered. So now they're introducing legislation that would ban anything in America from being named after President Trump. I'm not making this up. This is from Congresswoman, the Democrat from California, Linda T. Sanchez. Congresswoman Sanchez and Joaquin Castro. I believe the J is silent. Is that right? Joaquin Castro and, pardon me, that sounded terrible. Somebody just spit out their bologna sandwich because of me, and I do apologize. But we try to enunciate. We try to pronunciate these names. So Gray says, what about Trump Tower? No, I don't know. I don't know. She says, I'm working on a bill that would mean that nothing, not even a bench, no airport, no highway, no school, nothing, nothing ever bear the name of this traitor. Ha! She's really fired up. I'm just saying, she's fired up. Let's go to the phones. Ruth in Tulsa. How's it going, Ruth?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a battle to stay in faith and optimism, but it's a choice, isn't it?
Ruth, you know what's going to happen. Old Garcia, she's going to have a, you know, she doesn't want any benches named after Trump. So don't put your rump on Trump. Just made that
whatever.
Up.
Whatever. So. Honestly.
What's going on,
Ruth? Where these people grew up. Well, you know, I know people are very upset. You know, I am too. But you know what? I'm an American. I don't live in a third world country. So I have hope for the future. But I think the problem is, you know, I heard that President Trump, the first thing he said when he met with all the evangelicals, he said, why don't you all work together? He said, there are enough of you. You're the biggest voting bloc in America. That's the first problem. The second problem is we didn't oversee all these politicians. What did Reagan say? He said, trust but verify. Well, we didn't verify. And they took enormous amounts of power and money and squandered it on themselves and others, building up this this communistic coup. In the meantime, what can we do? I think if people, even if Trump got back in, we can never just walk away and let things go back to normal. For the rest of duration, we are going to have to oversee our city and state elections, our school boards, our city councils, and know what they're doing in the dark. And as far as our election process, every city and state should have a whole group of patriots who oversee that process and demand transparency and integrity.
Ruth, look, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I wrote a book about this. It was the one before Culture Jihad, The Deplorables, The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. All politics is local, Ruth. You got to take care of the home fires first. And if you don't do that, you're not going to ever win back Washington. So we've got to take care of what's happening in our local communities. We've got to take back our public schools from the Democrats. We've got to do it. And if we don't, we're never gonna take back the country. And right now we've lost the country. I mean, let's be honest. All right, I got to take a break here. Hey, Congressman Mo Brooks coming up next. We'll be talking to him. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, so we're still waiting to hear from Congressman Mo Brooks. Maybe he's on the run. I don't know. They're trying to expel the guy and censure the poor guy. They're calling him a traitor. It's unbelievable. By the way, we had a caller earlier. Was it Ruth from Tulsa? It may have been. Someone was talking about churches and, you know, going back to the Reagan years. Now, Grace Baker, you may not – this is way before your time. And I know this is going to shock you, but there was a time when Americans did not have computers. There was a time when Americans did not have smartphones. We actually used something called a landline. So don't turn her microphone on, please. Yeah, hold on. This is all, Grace, it's okay. Turn Grace's mic off. There we go. Thank you. There was a time not so long ago when we did not have something called Twitter or Facebook or anything else like that. We had something called landlines. We had something called church houses. We had something called community centers. And those were the places that people went to get information. Those were the places that people learned about what was happening in America. And a lot of people are freaking out because, well, we're getting kicked off of Facebook. They shut down Parler. Hundreds of thousands of people around the country have been silenced. But the reality is you haven't been silenced. The reality is that we, the people, were able to rise up after the Carter administration and the horrific mess that the Democrats left this country in. And we were able to take back the White House. We were able to elect Ronald Reagan. We were able to do that. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Facebook. But one of the problems in the 2020 presidential election, I believe that the evangelical Christians who support President Trump underestimated the power of Never Trumpers. People like Dr. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, Dr. Moore is the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. You say, well, Todd, why is this important to us? I'm not a Baptist. Why is this important to us? Well, it's important because the Southern Baptist Convention is the largest non-Catholic denomination in America. And because of Dr. Moore, Russell Moore, he basically disengaged the Southern Baptist Convention from the political process. And as a result, I believe that many evangelical Christians were conflicted, and many probably just stayed home. Anyway, this Dr. Moore guy, he was the one that was out there attacking President Trump from day one and being incredibly nasty to the president. Anyway, Russell Moore yesterday put out a statement, and this went out across the Southern Baptist Convention, and he said that if it was up to him, he would not only impeach President Trump, but that he would convict President Trump. That's what Dr. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention has to say. So I'm curious, all of you Baptists out there, we got a lot of Baptists that listen to this program. What's wrong with the denomination? What's wrong with you folks that you have people like this that are playing politics that are clearly, clearly supporting, or at least as a result of being silent, supporting pro-abortion people like Joe Biden? I'm just curious about that. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. I understand we have Congressman Mo Brooks with us, great American patriot. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'm a little bit under siege right now by the socialists and the fake news media, but that's just a part of the job.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming after you. I think the Attorney General in Washington, D.C. wants to charge you with inciting a riot. Your colleagues up on Capitol Hill on the other side of the aisle are calling you a traitor, and they want to censure you. What's your response to these people?
Well, I probably need more time than I have right here, but the summation of it is that it's a bunch of garbage.
No, I think that, look, I think that's a pretty succinct way of saying it. And Congressman, I heard what you said, and in the context of the rally, I thought it made perfect sense. And the reality is that while you guys were speaking there at that rally, you had another group that was attacking the Capitol building. So it seems to me, I think we're dealing with two separate groups here.
Well, there are a number of different groups. You have some that are more militant and came to Washington to engage in the kind of conduct that militant organizations engage in. And then the vast majority of people were plain old volunteers for campaigns that were there to see Donald Trump at a rally. And so I'm just baffled by the way the socialist Democrats and the fake news media have distorted my remarks as a call to violence, when it's quite clear from my remarks that I was talking about the 2022 and 2024 elections when I was talking about take names and kicking derrieres. That was the preceding sentence that they omit as they try to distort my remarks. And then at the end of my speech, there were, what are the simple words we must shout to the heavens and carry the message to Capitol Hill? It was USA. That's the only thing I asked anybody to do, was to go to Capitol Hill and say the words USA loud enough for people to hear it.
Congressman, I'm curious, because again, I've read your remarks in context. It makes perfect sense. You're not inciting anybody to do anything violent. I mean, meanwhile, you've got people like Maxine Waters who are literally telling people to absolutely harass Trump supporters in shopping centers and restaurants. You have Bernie Sanders staff members who are talking about sending rich people to the guillotine and sending Trump supporters to gulags. That's okay. Literal calls for violence and incarceration are okay if you're a Democrat.
It's a hypocritical double standard. The Democrats engage in egregious conduct, and because they do so often and so freely, they believe Republicans do the same. And that's not the case. By way of example, election fraud, that's a body of work of the Democrats. I don't know any Republicans who engage in voter fraud or election theft. And I've been in public service now since about 1982. And I keep track of this because the Democrats tried to steal my first election by rigging 11 of the 45 voting machines to register votes for everybody but me. Now, we still won despite 25% of the voting machines being rigged to help my opponent. But I've kept track of that as a result. And I've read articles where people get arrested for voter fraud, particularly with absentee ballots. And every single time that I can recall, it's been a Democrat. Now, there might be one that I missed or two that I missed or some number that I missed. But it's the Democrats who engage in these egregious conducts. And right now, they're dangerous. These socialists are trying to take over our government without any possibility of future elections being able to shift us in a different direction. That's how serious this voter fraud and election theft effort is. And so it's scary.
And Congressman, to that point, and you know, as a son of the South, as am I here in Tennessee, you know that when they don't have any cards to play, they play the race card. And now this entire episode of what happened last Wednesday is being bathed in this idea of white supremacy and white supremacists storming the Capitol. And they know, and they're doing that because that shuts up everybody. And this is, again, a very troubling development, what's been happening there in Washington.
That is their – well, let's talk about – Democrats generally, their themes come down to this. They create a block vote. People want to vote for a living rather than work for a living. People on welfare, free money, free stuff. That's one block vote, one main theme. Another one is a racial division, where they try to create and heighten racial animosity amongst the different races and nationalities in America because that gets them votes, where people are thinking in terms of that racial animosity instead of the public policies that are going to make things better or worse for the lives of average, everyday working Americans. So if you take those two major themes from them, you've got a hollow shell of a Democratic Party.
Now, Congressman, they're targeting Don Jr., Rudy Giuliani, yourself, and our good friend, Congressman Louie Gohmert. And I'm very curious to know, and I know our listeners are going to want to know this as well, is the Republican Party standing alongside of you?
That's an open question. I just got through putting together a 10-page document that goes from A to Z on what transpired and absolutely destroys the flimsy argument, the false propaganda of the Socialist Democrats and the fake news media concerning my speech on the Ellipse at the request of the White House this past Wednesday. They want to act as if that inspired violence? Absolutely not. I've been to lots of rallies where I give a very similar speech about the greatness of America and why we're the greatest nation in world history. What adds up to that? I've also seen Trump rallies on TV. I've never been to one before. And in no instance, in either of those two circumstances, have I ever heard of violence resulting, either from the speeches that I gave or because of the Trump rallies that I happen to see on TV. So this is all brand new to me, but there are some militant groups that unfortunately got involved on Wednesday, saw a way to exploit the Trump rally and turn it into a violent thing instead of a peaceful one that otherwise would have enabled American citizens to exercise their freedom of speech, freedom of association rights that, of course, include protesting at the United States Capitol, which, by the way, happens on a regular basis if you've been up here.
Congressman, and just to clarify, has Republican House leadership, have they reached out to you? Have they given you any words of encouragement? What have they said?
Well, they haven't said anything. I've tried to reach Kevin McCarthy. He did not return my phone call. I tried to reach him yesterday and then also today. My staff's doing the same thing. So I'm a little bit baffled, but in the next 20 or 30 minutes, we're going to send that rebuttal to every Republican member of the United States House of Representatives so that they will know what the truth is.
Yeah, we'd like
to
see that, too.
A lot of other people, they just see this stuff on TV. They see the little snippets, and the TV people do that with the intention of deceiving. And so if people will read the remarks that I'm going to distribute, then that ends it. The debate is over with.
All right, Congressman, we're standing in your corner. You're not by yourself here on this, and I know there are others out there, but I just want you to know that our program, our listeners are standing alongside of you. Whatever we can do to help, you just let us know.
Thank you so much. Get the truth out to the American people. It's not just me. It's big tech censorship. It's all sorts of oppressive and suppression techniques that the socialist Democrats are using to slowly but surely deprive us of the liberty and the freedom that our ancestors fought and died to give us.
Well said. All right, Congressman Mo Brooks from the state of Alabama, thank you. And folks, I'm telling you, this is a very disturbing thing that's happening. You heard the congressman say, again, they've got a giant target on their backs right now. They're going after Mo Brooks. They're going after Louie Gohmert. And I asked him if he had the backing of the Republican Party, and he said that remains to be seen. What does that tell you about the state of the Republican Party right now? 844-747-8868. Toll-free number here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
I was just checking the social media platforms. Some reporter over in Texas is freaking out. Apparently, the Texas legislature underway, and the reporter says there are people armed with guns at the Texas State House. Okay, that's like a normal day in Texas. I mean, everybody pack seat. Even the people who don't support the Second Amendment have guns in Texas. I mean, come on. It's Texas we're talking about. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. I'm going to go to Memphis, Tennessee. James is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hi, James. Thanks for listening to us. What's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I want to say that Democrats are just playing games by keeping all Republicans on defense, and the Republicans should be on offense. They put fear in all the Republicans so they wouldn't have about the election coming up, but they rigged this overthrow of the White House just so they wouldn't have that case going. Yeah, all of a sudden, the case just disappeared. Just like when Biden ran for president against Bernie Sanders. Something just popped up and everything, all the elections just stopped, and he just became the candidate. Just like now, he just wanted to become president. So whatever it took for him to do that, they do that by putting fear into Republicans. And Republicans say, hey, you don't abide by all rules, then we're going to bring a hammock on you.
And James, the problem is, and Lord love him, but the white conservatives, they get terrified. Somebody accuses them of being a racist, and it's like they're automatically apologizing. It just makes no sense. Yeah. People have got to stand up. You got to buck up, folks, and you can't let them play these games.
You got to remember, they did Dr. King the same way. Martin Luther King was trying to do a peaceful march. He went over to the Silver Bridge, and all of a sudden, some bad thing happened. They said,
I think we lost James there, but we got your point, James, and it's a fair point. is that the Republicans are going to have to stop playing these games with the Democrats and start going on offense. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to us. All right, let's go to Kyle in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Kyle wants to talk about Dr. Russell Moore. Hi, Kyle. What's going on?
Yeah, Todd, I'm a Southern Baptist, and I do not agree with Russell Moore at all. I've actually been for a couple of years now. Whenever I send my tithe in, I'll put on my checks, do not send any to the Southern Baptist Convention. I hate having to do that, but evidently they're not going to remove him. And it's just pathetic that we've got people, I guess, I don't know if he's really saved or not, but he's running our organization. And like you just said, sending a bunch of that money that Baptists give him to kill innocent babies. And I wanted to make one other real quick comment about censorship. But there's a local, I call in on a lot of shows, usually your buddy Doc Washburn, but there's a liberal show, and they're censoring me now because of my voice. So it's not just happening with big tech. Even some of these local liberal radio shows are doing the same thing. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Oh, well, Kyle, thank you for calling. And you know they do that, Kyle. Here on this program, we have a rule, and Grace Baker knows this. Whenever we have a liberal caller, yet she's mouthing the words of what I'm about to say, they always go to the top of the list. And that's because we love the debate. We love to have that conversation. That's why our Jerry the Liberal, one of our favorite callers, we like him from Milwaukee, because that's what we do. But Kyle's right. The liberals, they don't want to talk to you. They will shut you down. Now, look, we've got a lot of people on hold, and here's what I want you guys to do. Hang tight. We're coming up on a news break, but I want to get to your calls, and we're going to continue the conversation after the news break. Also, our good friend Sarah Carter is going to drop by, and she's got some news to share with you as well about what's happening in Washington, D.C. We're monitoring the president getting ready to speak down in Alamo, Texas, at the border. We're also following the developments on Capitol Hill. The articles of impeachment have been filed. That will happen probably tomorrow. They're going after our president, and we've got to stand up. And as Mo Brooks said, the Republican leadership in Congress is AWOL. He doesn't know where they are. That should concern all of you. Hang tight, everybody. We're getting to your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.